Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? This is Michael Tate with news about some more real-life Jesus freaks from the Voice of the Martyrs.
Christians in Iraq continue to face deadly violence in what appears to be strategically planned attacks. On November 11, suspected Islamic extremists detonated 11 bombs in Christian suburbs across Baghdad, targeting shops and homes. At least 5 Christians were killed and 33 injured. 4 days later, car bombs killed 1 person and injured 7. Will you pray for Iraqi believers and pray that God's plan for all people to know the truth and be saved moves forward despite the destructive plans of Islamic extremists? For the latest, go online to persecution.com.
Welcome to Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance. My friends, I would like to speak on the subject of the supernatural Jesus. Not that long ago, I was reading in Matthew chapter 9 in the Holy Scriptures and was in utter amazement. Once again, of our Savior, of His curing and delivering powers. My friends, our Jesus, the Jesus that I present in meetings throughout the world, the Jesus I present behind this microphone, isn't merely a historical figure from time and space. He is a supernatural Jesus. Sure, He's a historical figure, but He's much more than that. He is a supernatural Jesus, willing to perform miracles on your behalf, on my behalf, to heal, to restore, to set us free. If you look at Matthew chapter 9, you'll find it was recorded by the Apostle Matthew of a period in the ministry of Jesus that seemed quite extensive. For example, in verse 18, it was a father who pleaded with Jesus about raising his daughter from the dead. He said, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." This man and his daughter had a supernatural encounter with Jesus Christ. Verse 25 tells us that the Lord Jesus raised her back to resurrection life. However, prior to that miracle, Jesus was stopped on the way to minister to that woman by a woman with a bleeding affliction that she had for over 12 years. If you look at verse 20, she was healed by the Messiah. You see this in verse 25. Within such a short period of time, Jesus cured a woman, caused a young girl to be raised back to life. I mean, these individuals and those who watched on had a supernatural Jesus encounter.
They witnessed the extraordinary miracle working powers of God. Then from there, we see in verse 27 of Matthew chapter 9, two blind men. They began to follow Jesus, seeking healing. These men were desperate. Not only did they follow the Lord, but they cried out to him, seek their healing. Jesus responded and displayed his supernatural power by healing both with his touch. You see this in verse 29. Now, many were being impacted by his work. Many were now having a supernatural Jesus encounter as news spread about him to various regions. My friends, the supernatural Jesus, just in these few verses, in this one chapter, Matthew chapter 9, we see a young lady being raised from the dead. We see the healing of blindness and other afflictions. Now in verse 32 and verse 33 of this same chapter, Jesus is led to a man who is mute and demonized. This man also had a supernatural encounter with a supernatural Jesus. He is set free from demons and beautifully healed. But that's not the end. Many other supernatural acts of healing took place soon thereafter, as seen in verse 35, where it's recorded that then Jesus went about all the cities, all the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. So many more had supernatural encounters with the Savior. My friends, the modern church would like to believe and promote simply a historical Jesus. This is something I see throughout the world, especially here in North America, a promotion of the historical Jesus. Yes, promote a historical Jesus, but also support a supernatural Jesus. I'm here to, behind this microphone, offering this presentation to tell you that our Jesus is not only existed in time and space and history, but he also has presented himself as a supernatural Jesus who's desiring to save, heal, and deliver. He's wanting to have a supernatural encounter with you. In a moment, I'm going to take a brief intermission, and when I return, we will discuss that this supernatural Jesus and all these supernatural Jesus encounters are not merely limited to the miracles of salvation, healing, and deliverance. He is desirous of his children to experience and a taste of the powers of the age to come, which also include being caught up into the third heaven and having an encounter with him in his home, in his eternal home. I'd like to share more about this right after this brief intermission.
Preaching the gospel in Iran results in a death sentence. The Voice of the Martyrs contacts reported that the Assize Court of the province of Gilan, Iran, officially charged Pastor Youssef Nardarkhani with apostasy. The court said the pastor is an apostate because he believes in Jesus and has shared his faith with others.
The court files say Pastor Youssef has denied the prophethood of the great prophet of Islam and the rule of the sacred religion of Islam. He's proven his apostasy by organizing evangelistic meetings and inviting others to Christianity, establishing a house church, baptizing people, along with expressing his faith to others, and denying Islamic values.
Let the Voice of the Martyrs bring you testimonies of today's heroes of the faith. Subscribe to VOM's free monthly newsletter at 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Call 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs, the Christian nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next few moments exploring issues and subjects that the modern church wants to dismiss, want to simply ignore. I'm here to tell you our Jesus that I present to you is a supernatural Jesus. He is a supernatural Jesus. We're seeing a staggering amount of individuals entering into the third heaven and meeting this supernatural Jesus, thereby meeting and being healed by this supernatural Jesus. Yes, of course, many are repenting of their sins, finding salvation, but people are actually being caught up into the third heaven. Recently, a precious teenager was caught up into the third heaven. Her name is Monica. She was not only wonderfully set free from evil spirits and supernaturally healed, but she encountered the risen Savior in the third heaven. Even before, I recall, even before starting the ministry, I pointed to the young lady and told her that I believe she would be given on that night the opportunity to enter God's heavenly realms. God did not disappoint her. Young Monica was not only freed from evil spirits, but she also went to the third heaven and experienced and encountered the supernatural Jesus. I taught from the Word, led in Holy Communion, and then ministered to those in the meeting hall. One of those I reached out to was this young Monica. Before we even ministered to deliverance to her, I had the wonderful, incredible opportunity and honor to lead her to salvation in Jesus Christ. She was beautifully saved by God. But then soon thereafter, feeling threatened, the spirits of death, fear, witchcraft, ghosts, and torment surfaced. They revealed how they entered. She played with the Ouija board. When she was young, the spirits confessed. That allowed us to come in and bring fear into her life. I've mentioned in our previous broadcasts and presentations, the Ouija board is yet another means the enemy utilizes to invade, as it's a divinatory device linked closely to the realm of the occult. That is what was birthed in the mind of Satan. Think of the millions of young people who have been invaded by evil spirits as a result of dabbling with this so-called game. It's not a game. It's a divinatory device that links one into the kingdom of darkness. This game was birthed in the mind of Satan, my friends, to no doubt with the purpose knowing young people would turn to this device, thus allowing him and his demons access to so many millions of minds and bodies. This is exactly what happened to Monica. She was invaded. Thankfully, we were there to intervene. While praying with her, it was also revealed that she had been experiencing some very strange poltergeist activity and strange supernaturalism in her bedroom and in her home. I believe it was directly linked with her involvement with the Ouija board. The demonic spirits, they even confessed and admitted as such. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we commanded all of the demons oppressing this teenager into the abyss. Monica's friend, and there was others that assisted me, we directed those demons to enter the pit. And we were able to reach her hurting heart and some little heart parts surface. And they were swiftly guided to the third heaven. While in these heavenly realms, she was able to meet the Savior. This young teenager came to the meeting not even knowing Jesus Christ. She had not only experienced a glorious salvation encounter with God, she was supernaturally healed. And then she was taken up by the power of the Holy Spirit up into the third heaven. In the beautiful, glorious heavenly realms, she was able to experience even a deeper healing and loving presence of God, thereby expelling all the fear that she had been afflicted with for so many years. After visiting God's heaven, and she didn't want to come back to earth, she was beaming with joy, peace, inner strength.
God truly set this young lady free. My friends, I just absolutely love seeing young people, especially young people, entering into the third heaven and encountering the supernatural Jesus. This global mission is reaching the upcoming generations with the love and the power of the gospel. My friends, we are seeing some astounding miracles as we conduct these missions throughout the world. We need your help. We need your prayers. We love you. We need your assistance. And I would encourage you, if you have an opportunity, to get to one of our websites, to get to some information that will encourage, will inspire, will equip you to fight the good fight. You know, many, we're training tens of thousands of individuals, disciples of Jesus Christ, and we would like to train you. Why don't you first attend one of our Supernatural Jesus seminars and services that we hold throughout the world? In fact, January the 18th, tomorrow, I'll be in Austin, Texas, conducting one of our Supernatural Jesus seminars where we explore the heavenly realms, we remove demons, and heal hearts at the Marriott Courtyard Northwest, 9409 Stone Lake Boulevard in Austin. That's at 7 o'clock Friday. On the 19th, on Saturday, January the 19th, this Saturday, another seminar, another Supernatural Jesus seminar at the Houston Marriott North. 255 North Sam Houston Parkway East. Saturday seminar starts also at 7 p.m. Then I'll be back in Southern California for our weekly Jesus Church service in the Los Angeles area, specifically in Pasadena, at the legendary Pasadena Hilton. Sunday service at 6 p.m. We will also be at in the Los Angeles area in Torrance on the 21st, a special Monday service at 7 p.m. at the Marriott Courtyard in Torrance. If you're able to get to one of our meetings, I would highly encourage you to do so. These are free public meetings where we will serve you. We are here to serve you. We're here to love you, to bless you. Allow us to intervene in your life so you can experience the supernatural Jesus. Feel free to get to one of our websites. We have quite a few. Go to jbartlettmissions.com. Great place to start. iFreedomFighter.org. DeliveranceBlog.org. ExorcismBlog.com. We are located at 530 South Link Avenue, Suite 922 in Pasadena, California, 91101. Feel free to give us a call, 877-483-5519. We are here to serve you, and I bless you, my friends, in the powerful name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.